You may be brushing your teeth right now. And this next story looks at an alternative for that morning routine. Two Edmonton entrepreneurs created an all-natural product called Change Toothpaste with zero waste in mind. Mike Medikoff and Damian Vince are the co-founders, and they both join me in studio this morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mike, what is Change Toothpaste?
It's a zero-waste toothpaste tablet that raises awareness for the plastic pollution the tube creates, because the tube's not recyclable.
I see. So you have basically a tablet you chew and then brush with it, or how does that work?
You take the tablet, pop it in your mouth, bite down, brush with a wet toothbrush.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Where did the idea for this come from?
My daughter, 16-year-old daughter, Sydney, she's very sustainable and tries to be our biggest influencer with the sustainability. She came across a product from the States, asked if we could order it in because she wanted to stop using the tube. And when we brought it in, it was basically very expensive to get across the border. And we thought, there's got to be a better way for us to handle this.
And the children shall lead.
That's right.
So, Damian, neither of you are dentists. So how did you come up with the formula for this all-natural toothpaste?
Yeah, we met with a dentist. We have someone on our advisory board helped us decide the ingredients. So we took conventional toothpaste. Mm-hmm. We looked at all the ingredients that all the ingredients that are in there. We talked to the dentist. The dentist helped us remove what we didn't need because a lot of the ingredients in conventional toothpaste help the liquid be
sort of viscous.
Yeah, viscous, yeah. And then to stabilize it. So with liquid comes bacteria,
additives,
right,
and all that. Sort
all
of
that.
Stuff.
So we removed all the things that we didn't need, kept what we needed, and we developed the toothpaste tablet around that.
Now, is the waste for regular toothpaste? Is a lot of it the actual tube itself?
Yeah, so the tube is 100% not recyclable. Mm-hmm. So when you're finished with the tube, you have no choice but to put that in the garbage. And as humans, we add over 900 million every year to the landfills. With that, they take 500 years to decompose. So we decided to do this dry product, which gives us a lot of options for packaging. Mm-hmm. And we sell ours in a fully compostable pouch.
So it's a little pouch. Is that a paper pouch?
Yeah, it's biodegradable. Mm-hmm. So put it in the green bin when you're all finished up, and there's no waste.
And then you have a toothbrush, which is a little bit more sustainable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we use bamboo toothbrushes as well, so the handles are biodegradable. Put them in the garden or in your compost as well.
Well, let's try this out. Tara, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So Tara has a tablet, and she's going to chew it and then start brushing
It's minty. I think I need a little
mint.
More water.
Okay. A little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something to spit? Don't spit on the radio.
I have a garbage can.
Oh, one question I had. What about fluoride?
So our product is fluoride-free at this point. Fluoride is a regulated item in Canada. So we have a roadmap to add it, but not at this time.
Okay. So that's maybe down the road?
I mean, definitely.
People, definitely. I mean, there's fluoride has proven to be a great thing for preventing tooth decay, and we have it in our water, too, so that's a big part of it.
And our dentists that we work with recommend a fluoride rinse, so there are options on the market. So if you want to use an all-natural toothpaste, there is fluoride rinses available from your dentist.
What about the cost? So you've got tablets. Do you have a package of tablets? Like, how many are in a package?
So 65 tablets, which is twice a day brushing for a month for $9.95 on our website.
Okay.
Right, because sustainability is important, but we know it has to be affordable.
And how does that compare to regular toothpaste? I don't even know what I pay for toothpaste, or how much I use per month. Did you do a study?
Well, it's hard. We don't want to be compared to regular toothpaste because toothpaste.
What are you afraid of? I'm kidding. But people are going to compare. I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
They're going to compare the cost.
Yeah.
But if they care about what happens to the tube, then like a regular toothpaste tube, probably looking $5-6.
Right,
for a tube. And ours at $9.95 for a sustainable product.
Yeah.
Right. Sustainability is important.
Right.
We know it has to be affordable.
No, people will say to themselves, okay, this is this cost me a little bit more, or if it cost me a lot more, that they're going to make that decision. I mean, it's,
right. Yeah, and we're hoping in the new year. We're currently involved with ATB Booster campaign, trying to raise funds to grow our business. In the new year, we plan to have a subscription service. We'll hopefully reduce the cost down.
Okay.
We'll be able to provide quarterly, you know, deliveries.
Let's check with our tester. Tara, how was it?
It wasn't my finest moment spitting into the garbage can, I'll tell you that much. I'm glad we're not on television right now. But actually, my mouth feels very refreshed. I mean, it's nice and minty. It feels clean. I mean, I've been drinking coffee all morning, so this is a much nicer mouthfeel than what I had earlier, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't foam up the same as toothpaste, which I think you've mentioned. I used a little bit more, and so then it did foam up a little bit more. Because at first, I just wet the brush, chewed the tablet. But when I added a little bit more water once I chewed the tablet and kind of activated it a little bit more, and yeah, I definitely got a tiny little bit of foaming. I mean, you're not going to get that same crazy foaming like a...
We probably all use too much toothpaste anyway.
I think we do, right? And so, yeah, I feel very refreshed.
Yes, these are predetermined dosage.
Yeah.
Right? So the amount that goes on the toothbrush from a tube, most people watch the commercials and fill up the whole brush.
Right.
And most of it ends up in the sink. And what's good about the tablet is that it's a predetermined amount, so there's no gobs if your kids use it.
And what's the reaction been like so far? I mean, I'm sure when you were developing it, you also have to think, well, I want this to be a pleasant experience and easy to use, all those things, right?
Oh, and we had some bad toothpaste along the way. So we've been working on this product since January, and we went everything from bentonite clay and stevia, and we tried lots of ingredients and some really terrible toothpaste along the way. So when we were ready to go in sort of June, we were handing it out to friends and families, and the biggest thing was that the teeth feel cleaner. So that was
a very good thing.
What we landed on.
And this is recipe 119.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is one you settled on.
Yes.
Not that there couldn't be changes in the future, but and I guess the fluoride piece is something that is way down the road, probably.
Probably 2020. We're going to be looking at it heavily, but more flavors are our biggest challenge right now. Okay, kids, they want a kid's flavor and
mint. What could be better than mint? Well, congratulations on this. It's a really interesting product, that's for sure. And we're glad you came in to talk about it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Mike Medikoff and Damian Vince are the co-founders of Change Toothpaste.